just a devotional tonight. We want to have some serious prayer requests. Strive to trust. We were talking about that with the song that says, keep your trust in the Word of God. In Psalm 52:8, he says, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. Now, the idea of this is that they use the olive for the olive oil. They use that for food. They use the olives for food, but they use the olive to olive oil to burn their lamps. It was a very important plant. And this was something that was the picture of long-lasting health. You don't plant an olive tree for the harvest the next thing. People say you plant the olive tree for your children, that it takes a long time for it to grow and mature enough to actually produce the olives. But he ends by saying, I trust in the mercy of God forever. His intention in writing this is that I'm never going to give up on God. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. That's our temptation. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We were told many years ago about the story of two Christians in World War II. And they got separated from their company, and others had died. And they got captured by a German troop. So as they're marching along, the one reminds the other, we're supposed to acknowledge God in all our ways. The guy says, how should we do that? He says, let's sing a hymn. So while they're marching to the concentration camp, they started singing a hymn. And the leaders, the little band that was leading them in, stopped everybody, came back. They said, are you Christians? He said, yes. He said, so are we. Why don't you take us in? They saw what was going on with Hitler. So they said, well, that works for us. So they just all shouldered guns, walked together, and went to the American side. You never know what's going to happen when you acknowledge God in all your ways. But you do so in trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Isn't that a good illustration? He changed their path. So I say to you tonight, strive to trust Christ in more and more areas of your life. Anything that tends to make you anxious, worried, nervous is a growth opportunity. Welcome it as a problem to deal with. Instead of running away from these challenges, embrace them, eager to gain all the blessings he has hidden in the difficulties. The difficulty is there because God wants you to get through it, and in getting through it, you'll be stronger, and you'll have dealt with the problems. If you believe that he is sovereign over every aspect of your life, sovereign means he's the boss. It is possible to trust him in all situations. It's only when we start doubting that he's in control or that he has the right to put us through these things. That's when we lose our faith. Don't waste energy regretting the way things are. Don't waste energy thinking about what might have been. That wasn't your choice, you see. That's not for you to say. Start at the present moment, accepting things exactly as they are. Search for his way in the midst of those circumstances. Trust is like a staff you can lean on. Just drove by a lady that was leaning on a staff. She had a clean, barkless staff that stood just a little taller than her. She had her hands up about like this and just standing at the side of the road. Trust is like a staff you can lean on as you journey uphill with Christ. If you are trusting in Christ consistently, the staff will bear as much of your weight as needed. Lean on, trust, and be confident in Christ with all your heart and mind.